Collectors, let's talk about the real villain in your collection. It's not Dr. Doom, it's the dreaded box stack. You know the one, piles of sagging boxes, and the issue you need is always in the bottom box. When you lift, you pray your spine survives. If your comic boxes are stacked like a game of Jenga, it's time for Drawer Boxes, the easy access storage solution from CollectionDrawer.com. Drawer Boxes are stackable up to 6 high, but you don't have to unstack anything to get inside. Just slide out the drawer and you're opening a treasure chest of comic glory. And just like any file cabinet drawer, they'll hang open on the own while you peruse your collection, thanks to their patented box locks box anchors that secure each unit so that they won't tip. Worried about a drawer slipping out and dumping that near mint run of Ultimate Spider-Man on the floor? Not a chance, but their patented locking tabs that keep drawers securely locked into their shell until you're ready to remove them. Let's talk box sort upright dividers. They keep your comics standing tall, sorted by title, issue, era, whatever you like, and make it easy to file. No more leaning stacks causing spine cracks. So ditch the lifting, ditch the chaos. Drawer boxes turn your collection into a library, not a workout. Visit CollectionDrawer.com and start enjoying your collection today. Doesn't your first Deadpool appearance deserve better than being buried in a cardboard coffin? Becky Cloonan to draw Batman one-shot? DC's Trinity gets commemorative coins. Greatest American Hero returns to comics. This is Comic Book Club News for September 9, 2025. Is Becky Cloonan headed back to Batman? At Rose City Comic Con this past weekend, it was reportedly revealed that Cloonan will be drawing a one-shot set in the continuity of Matt Fraction and Jorge Jimenez's current run. For Bleeding Cool, the one-shot will focus on Dr. Death, first supervillain Batman ever fought in Detective Comics 29, with the story tracing their whole relationship from then to now. That's pretty much the long and short of the report, but with Cloonan not commenting further on the panel, the news was revealed by Fraction. It's unknown whether Cloonan will be writing and drawing, if Fraction will handle writing duties, and whether this will be an actual one-shot or a fill-in issue of Batman. We'll have more on this as it develops. Forget blind bags and other modern gimmicks, let's talk about the original Money Sink commemorative coins. If you love superheroes and have money to burn, not literally, great news! DC's Trinity of Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman are getting commemorative coins starting this month. Per AIPT, the US Mint will start shipping Superman coins on September 19, while the Wonder Woman and Batman coins will ship on a TBA date. You've got a lot of options for these coins, which are, we should note, not valid currency. You can get a silver Superman coin for either $135 or $275, or a gold Superman coin for a whopping $2,790. The silver version versions of the Batman and Wonder Woman coins are priced similarly, though the golden version's price points are TBA as well. The coins will be followed in 2026 by coins for Supergirl, Robin, and Green Lantern, and in 2027 for The Flash, Batgirl, and Aquaman, and are all designed by US Mint chief engraver Joseph Mena, who is also a former DC artist. DC the comics, not the district. Believe it or not, The Greatest American Hero is back again in a new comic book series coming in 2026 from Amp Comics. The new books will be executive produced by William Catt, the star of the cult classic 1980s series. The original TV series ran for 40 episodes plus 5 unaired episodes from 1981 to 1983 and focused on Ralph Hinckley, a regular teacher who gets superpowers thanks to aliens. The character's name was changed to Ralph Hanley after the attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan by John Hinckley Jr., but in what is probably a real thrill for Jodie Foster, the new series will find him going back to be calling Ralph Hinckley. The initial arc will be written by AMP CEO Don Hanfield and AMP Editor-in-Chief Joshua Malkin, and other writers will jump in for subsequent issues. Tonya McKiernan, the daughter of Greatest American Hero creator Stephen J. Cannell, is also on board and will co-break the story with Hanfield. Previously, Cat helped bring Greatest American Hero back in comic book form in 2009 from Catastrophic Comics in Arcana Studios, it ran 3 issues featuring an update of the pilot and a cover featuring the main character meeting President Obama. No word on whether Ralph had to change his last name after that one. The new Greatest American Hero comics are planned to be released in 2026, and the publisher teases that they will feature signings and a fan celebration at San Diego Comic-Con 2026, where Cad and other cast members will reunite to promote the launch. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And ain't no pressure, but if you're gonna spend nearly $3,000 on a coin, please do consider the $2 a month it takes to support Comic Book Club's Patreon. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.